Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. I like this auditioning of various people to replace Christina. We got to make this a habit. So we'll get the, we had Therese today. We'll get the Barbarella chick like Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll call her after the show. We got to line up some, we should never hire anybody.
Just keep this auditioning
like
people?
No, this is like that, you know, you get that deal, like sometimes, like if you're on a radio station, you get that deal where you get to rotate cars every month and all you have to do is talk about it. You know what I mean? Like you'll get, like sometimes if you are on a radio program, you can swing this deal where they give you a different car like every 2 weeks or every month.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and all you have to do is say, this week I'm driving the new Lexus whatever, this week I'm driving the new Infiniti whatever, this week I'm driving a big SUV made of solid gold or whatever, and all you have to do is plug it. I never get such deals, but such deals do exist. We have to do that with a different chick every day to audition. It's going to be hard to top Therese, though. And what's this business of you, of I'll call you? As we're walking, I'm walking out of the lobby, and there's, I'll call you.
Matt's laughing at this very moment, kind of snickering to himself.
You're such a weasel.
It's really a lot more innocent than you're trying to make it right now.
It's only innocent because we're here. It's innocent because the blinds aren't down.
No, it's not. It's not that at all. She used to work doing promotions and working at casting for movies.
Uh-huh.
I want to try to get a couple of contacts down in Hollywood so that I can get actors on the show.
And
I
get you some contacts.
So when last time she was in, we talked, and she said that she would set me up with some of her contacts down there so that we can get some people in on the show.
Yeah.
Strictly business producing type thing.
So he's trading dinner for contact.
You're going to dinner?
Matt is laughing again.
You are going to dinner with Therese?
It was not my suggestion. It was hers, actually.
Don't lie to me.
It really was.
Would never do that to me.
She really did. But last time I talked to her, she said, you know, I don't do this kind of stuff just like any place, so we'll have to go get drinks or dinner.
Here's
and I said, okay, no problem.
A little tip for me to you. When a woman says, I don't normally do this, she does it all the time on every date with every guy and probably some women.
No. It wasn't that she said she didn't do it. She said that she doesn't just do it over business, that we have to do it over drinks or something else. So I said, all right, that's no problem. We can go to drinks or dinner or whatever.
And you know, I've had it with your lies because Therese would never betray me in that fashion by going to dinner with your ass. Oh, my life sucks.
It's all in love of Rick. It's all for the show.
If it was for the love of Rick, I'd be... If it was for the love of Rick, it would be me she was asking to dinner.
I would have invited you, but you're boring and you don't do anything on the weekend. So
Just don't. Like needles, it feels. All right. In a few moments, we're going to talk to Harry Gantz. He's the co-creator of Taxicab Confessions and the upcoming HBO series, But the Sex is Good. And we're going to talk to him about they're looking for couples to be on the show for a documentary series about couples who stay together in bad relationships because the sex is great. So we'll be talking to him. If you would like to learn how to get on the show or how to audition for the show, you can also call. It's 503-238-1164. So Harry Gantz in one moment. This is Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon. It's 2:05. I'm Tim Riley, and this news is brought to you by Sunset Mortgage. Interest rates are at their lowest level in years, so don't wait. Give Joe at Sunset Mortgage a call at 761-7610. 761-7610. Sunset Mortgage, home of no upfront fees. It's a record. China Southern Airlines says one of its Boeing jumbo jets has successfully flown 200 cows from Seattle to China. The Holsteins came from private farms in Quebec and were sent to China for breeding. Each cow weighs about 800 pounds, and the herd was worth more than $1 million. Who says you can't fit overweight things in those seats? From Timberline comes, well, the story of no snow. Not the tiniest sign of snow. So far, they're out of luck. The Portland area just finished its fifth driest November since 1941 with 1.89 inches of rain. George Taylor, the state climatologist, says a dominant blocking high-pressure system is shunting Pacific storms up and over the Northwest to the Midwest to the East Coast. Mount Bachelor near Bend is the only other Northwest area open for skiing, but it has a skimpy 20-inch base. But it's too soon to panic. Snow-related businesses run in cycles. It's just a bad year. Unionized strippers in San Francisco's Lusty Lady Cafe say they'll be picketing the club today over lost wages. The Service Employees International Union represents about 75 exotic dancers and club employees. Union officials say the dancers want back wages lost in three pay cuts that occurred during the last 20 months. The union also says there are problems with how shifts are allocated, how the support staff is paid, and a loss of sick pay. The union stressed the dancers and others are not on strike. Dancers at the Lusty Lady were the subject of a documentary film titled Live Nude Girls Unite that detailed their efforts to unionize, and they were successful.
Are you talking about the book or the movie, The Live Nude Girls?
It says a documentary film.
Yeah, it's directed by Annie Sprinkle, I think. The last time I was in, because there's a Lusty Lady in Seattle, isn't there?
When I worked at the kids' station, I worked right across the street from that.
Yeah, and so there's a bookstore right next to the Lusty Lady, like an actual bookstore, where they have that book, which is about the unionization. Anyway.
That's that. Cloudy today, then partial clearing, and then maybe some sunshine. Highs 45 to 50. Tonight, cloudy, then some fog and more clouds. Lows in the 30s. And sunny tomorrow after clouds and fog. Highs near 50. Dan Riley in the KOTK newsroom, live around the world at KOTK.com.
All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. And we heard about this upcoming show on HBO called But the Sex is Good a few days ago. And it was last week or something we heard about it. Joan Hiragantz says, the Emmy Award-winning directors and producers behind the HBO reality series Taxi Cab Confessions. Over the past 18 years, their work has explored the most intimate aspects of people's lives and relationships. And they've got an upcoming show called But the Sex is Good. And they're looking for couples to be on the show. And the general premise is you're in a bad relationship, but you stay together because the sex is all that and whatnot. So it's 503-250-1080 important. Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the show Harry Gantz from Taxi Cab Confessions and the upcoming But the Sex is Good. Mr. Gantz, how are you doing today?
Very good. Good to have me.
Let me just say, first of all, before we even begin, before we talk about this, but the sex is good, is it true that there was a city that you guys got kicked out of for Taxi Cab Confessions? Was it New York that you guys were told not to come back to?
Yes. After we did New York for three shows, there was a change of leadership there, and when Mayor Giuliani took over and appointed a new taxi and limousine commissioner, they asked us to find other locations.
And is that just because, of a specific incident, or just because...
No, it wasn't because of a specific incident. It's just that particular taxi and limousine commissioner didn't feel like it was something they wanted to participate in, and they certainly had the power and right to demand that we not do it, and so we found another city that added a whole new light to the show.
Vegas,
Taxi Cab Confessions works just as well in Las Vegas as it did in New York.
I would say that it probably works better in Las Vegas because at any given point, about 90% of the population of Vegas, like three sheets to the wind.
Well, that's not the only reason, but certainly people come to Vegas to do things they wouldn't do at home, and oftentimes they tell us about them in the back of the cab. And actually, Joe or I, who's my brother, follow the cab. We're in a chase vehicle, and we can see and hear everything that goes in the cab, and we talk into the cab driver's ear and suggest a lot of the questions. So we have seen, a sea of humanity pass in front of us in the back of that cab.
Did you ever get anybody who's, when they reveal, because the deal is that they get in the cab, they go on the ride, you guys, I guess, are in correspondence with the cab driver. The cab driver saying, so you killed your wife and chopped her up, huh? Tell me more about that. And then they have the whole conversation. And then they, after the cab ride, then the driver says, well, guess what? You were on film this whole time?
Exactly right.
And do you ever have anybody freak out about it? Or they go mental? They turn violent?
Well, nobody's really turned violent. I mean, one time they slapped this person we asked to help get us a release. But no one's ever, attacked us. Sometimes you had a few people that are angry, but most people know the show by now, and they understand why we tell them afterwards. And we've had people, demand that we erase the tape, for instance, and nothing gets on the air that hasn't been cleared, that hasn't been released.
Does HBO put any strictures or limits on what you guys can show?
Yes, there are some limits in the sense that... there are certain angles that you wouldn't want to see because everything you can possibly see goes on or hear happens in the back of that cab. But they're pretty lenient. It is HBO. The tragedy is when someone tells this incredible story and then they just walk off into the night and no one gets to hear it again. It gets locked away in our vault.
So you guys have got this the upcoming show called But the Sex is Good. And this is, I'm kind of explaining this correct, right? This is couples who stay together in a bad relationship because the stripping is oh so fine.
That's pretty close. We look at it as relationships that have a lot of ups and downs, a lot of a volatile relationship. And a lot of those relationships are couples that are in their 20s or early 30s when they're just starting out and they're seeing if this is the right person they want to spend the rest of their life with, and if they don't, they go on to the next one. But if the sex is good, sometimes that keeps them around for a lot longer. And there's plenty of people who are in that situation where they have very volatile relationships, and the sex is still the glue that keeps the relationship going. And we're looking for couples throughout the West Coast. For anybody who's interested in doing an interview, they can call our number at 818-594-8881. And we have people standing by that would be happy to do a little phone interview to see if you might be appropriate for the show.
And volatile is one of those synonyms. Other words that mean the same thing are stormy, passionate, turbulent, and it all means the same thing. It means you fight and then you get back together and like, and you have the makeup sex. It just means you fight and then you get together and like bang it out afterward.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. And a lot of those words are words we had to come up when we were passing out flyers and what we're going to put on it. And of course, you know, there are relationships that, you know, people don't really, you know, want to stay together. And there are other relationships where sex can be so addictive, it can be so incredible that, you know, people are afraid they're never going to get anything like that again. And a lot of times, you know, that's a dilemma that follows you into the rest of your life. Should I go for the great sex or for the stability? But in your 20s, people usually... how should I say, go for the great sex rather than choose the stability.
Rick Emerson has, Rick Emerson votes for sex, by the way, because I was just gonna, the thing about that, though, is that that goes, at least in my experience, it goes hand in hand with dating, like, psychotic people, and I think women would tell you the same thing. That it's like, you're never going to find a woman or a man who's better in bed than somebody who's about 90% nuts part of the time. You know what I mean? And obviously, I don't want to make light of violent relationships or abusive relationships. I don't want to condone that, but it does seem like the more unstable the person you're with, the better the sex always is. And so for guys, it gets to some point of diminishing returns where it's like, well, she set fire to my Buick, but man, on the other hand, you want to talk about the best lay of your life.
And we're not looking for psychotics. We feel like there's enough, you know, just general neurotics who have volatile relationships, who argue a lot, but don't necessarily beat each other up or burn each other's cars. And not that, you know, that doesn't happen, but I think the majority of couples, you know, might have a big personality conflict, might be a difference in socioeconomic or intelligence. But, you know, when it comes to sex, that can override all those. No matter what your friends tell you, your mother tells you, or you know deep down, that sex can keep you glued.
Let me ask you this. Which do you perceive to be better? I'm just saying for you now, Harry Gantz. Do you perceive breakup sex to be better or makeup sex, in your opinion?
Well, we're looking more for makeup sex, because once they break up, it's hard to follow them.
There's the breakup sex, sort of the my friend Brandon calls it grudge effing. It's the grudge F. And it's like the I'm really pissed off and really angry, so paradoxically I'm just going to take it out by having sex with you really, really, like, forcefully.
Yeah, that can be a part of it. I mean, sometimes it's both. Sometimes it can be like, wow, I didn't realize what I had until I decided to break up with you, and now I want to get it back. Or sometimes it could be, I'm so pissed off at you, it's the only way I can, you know, sort of forgive you.
So if couples are interested in being on the show, so they're going to have, what, a camera crew following them around?
No, it's not 24 hours a day. It's not like the real world. We don't take strangers and put cameras in your bathroom, so to speak. And we're dealing with real couples who've already been together for a while, and it's a cooperative venture. They call us and let us know what's going on in their life on a continual basis, and we send our crews out wherever we think the emotional heat is. We'll be following, you know, for the pilot, maybe 6 or 7 couples.
All right. And is there going to be, everybody probably wants to know this, if the whole premise of the show is couples who stay together because the sex is really good, so are you going to be filming couples having sex at any point? I mean,
certainly is about their sex life, but there was one mistake. This isn't an HBO show. We do Taxi Cab Confessions for HBO, but this was for a competing cable network that is not pay. So, you know, you can't show nudity the same way you could on HBO.
All right.
So, you know, we want couples that are open, certainly, to talk about it and, you know, to let us into their bedroom to an extent, but it would never be something that would be, we're not seeing any naked bodies, so to speak.
So when is the show going to air? When is it going to air?
The show's going to air the first part of the spring, and we're shooting the pilot in January, and we're looking for couples now. And again, our number, for anybody who's interested, is 818-594-8881. Any couple can simply call and do a little 10-minute phone interview, and we'll see if it might be right for you to be in the show.
All right, Harry Gantz, the number is 818-594-8881 if you'd like to be considered for a part of the upcoming show, But the Sex is Good. Harry Gantz, best of luck with the series. We'll be looking at it when it comes out. Thank you, man.
Thanks so much, Rick.
All right, there you go. It's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-5555. 1080. And we got more coming up, including Richard Nunn from the WB, who's going to join us. We got about 45 minutes away from Likas, and more of your phone calls. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We'll also have, speaking of which, while we're talking about the Richard Nunn, we're also going to have a recap. We will be having a recap of the Thanksgiving show coming up here in just a while. About 15, 20 minutes, we'll have a recap of last Thursday's Thanksgiving show for the 99.9% of people who didn't hear. So don't go anywhere. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right. Well, all right. I guess it's back to Christina.
You can't do that to me.
I'm trying to ease the pain of separation by pushing you away.
No, I think that you're trying to hit me over the head with like a baseball bat.
Is this a volatile relationship?
Possibly.
If it's a volatile relationship, I'm not getting the payoff. Let me just say that. If this is some sort of a turbulent relationship, I'm not getting any upside. It's all downside. I'm just screwing
with
you.
And that's the way it should be.
I'm just screwing with you.
I know, you're just screwing with me.
But I think for everybody's, especially if you're going to be leaving on Friday, which is only 4 days away, by the way, which is another reason why you can't leave this Friday, because I got Teresa's many, many attributes notwithstanding. It's like 4 days away. Even if we were going to go with Teresa, I got like nothing. I have no time.
Right.
So you can't.
But see, you're stabbing me in the heart, and then you're asking me to like stay a few extra days.
Pushing you away with one hand.
And pulling me back with the other.
What's that song from the 60s? He hit me, and it felt like a kiss.
That's all right, exactly.
Here's Christina with the traffic.
Actually, still clear.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
223, Tim Riley with news brought to you by Folgers. Now, there's still another way to enjoy the best part of waking up. Folgers Cafe Latte is a rich, frothy, creamy coffee. And it's a treat that comes in delicious flavors like Vanilla Vibe, Mocha Fusion, and Caramel Groove. Ozzy Osbourne has yet another award to his name, although this one might not be the proudest of all. The Prince of Darkness has been named the man with the worst teeth in Britain. Yes, the man who has used his choppers to bite the heads of small animals beat such celebrities as British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Oh, James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan is seen as the Brit with the best teeth. On the woman's side, one-time Spice Girl Melanie Chisholm took the dishonor, while Elizabeth Hurley is seen to have the best teeth.
Wait, Melanie Chisholm is Sporty Spice, right?
Yeah, Mel C.
Mel C. Can I just tell you that everybody's favorite Spice Girl should be, of course?
Well,
the best-looking Spice Girl is...
Posh Spice?
No.
What?
What are you on, crack? No.
I don't know.
All Spice?
Well, Ginger.
Old Spice. There you go, Ginger Spice.
It's all about Ginger. And second place is Baby. I hate to say it, but...
Now, you know, I saw them. I didn't meet them, but I saw them. I went to see The Daily Show being taped in New York about a year, year and a half ago. I went to Jon Stewart's Daily Show, and the guests were Posh and Baby Spice. And let me tell you, as anorexic and unappealing as Posh Spice seems on television, it's like even more so in person. You see Posh Spice in person, weighs like about 40 pounds. You know, it's just, and it's like not even slender in the trend way. She's just freaking skinny. Just completely looked like a Rwandan or something. Baby Spice seemed cute. But you know the thing about Baby Spice is she's just... Hey, how 1997 are we that we're talking about the Spice Girls? But I gotta note this, that Baby Spice is... almost like too feminine and powdery to be attracted to me. You know what I mean? It's just too much. Ginger Spice seems like throw back a few with you at the bar. And also do you. But mainly the throwing back some at the bar. She seems like a rough and tumble kind of gal.
Throw back a few at the bar and then grab you by the hair and drag you home.
Completely. Jerry Halliwell. I'm a big fan of hers.
Well, it's going to be cloudy the rest of today. Highs 45 to 50, partly cloudy tonight. Some fog, lows in the 30s, sunny after morning clouds and fog. Tomorrow, highs near 50. Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
All right. Coming up later on, we'll have a recap, by the way, of our Thanksgiving show, which was last Thursday. Coming up here in just a few minutes, if you want to hang tight for that. Like us in about 40 minutes, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7 p.m. 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Let's welcome to the show our good friend and colleague, the WB's Meteorologist extraordinaire Richard Nunn. So when you
hello, Rick.
How are you doing, man?
My cell phone started ringing about, I don't know, noon.
Because
all of the people that I know, which is everybody, I've told to listen to the Rick Emerson show, noon to three. And for all these people listening today, they were like, dude, who was that guy that was imitating you?
You mean on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to tell you, I've not really ever seen anybody like sort of lean to and fro so much while trying to stand in a solitary stationary position as you on Thanksgiving.
Not true.
Oh, please. I got witnesses.
I had two beers in the course of 90 minutes.
You had two beers when you got here. I don't know what you had before you came here.
What was the BAC from the night before?
Yeah, I'm not going to say that there were no residual side effects from the night before. I mean, it was a pretty big party night, but...
You sound hungover now, even.
Do what?
You kind of sound hungover right now.
No. Oh, my God. I swear to God, it was a week of partying at the for the bride and the groom and then the showers and then the wedding, and holy cow, I swear, I'm done with drinking. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Whatever you say. But so on Thanksgiving, so Richard showed up like noon, and the only time you've ever showed up on time, by the way, the first time in the history of our relationship that you've actually showed up on time to the show, because we had Clyde in here for the noon news hour, and I'm thinking, well, we'll have him at noon, and then Richard will show up like 1, like 12:02, you show up, and so then you're all in here together. Clyde, I think both of you came in already drunk, because I think Clyde was already plowed when he came in as well.
No,
so.
I got up that morning at like 9:30. I made two quiches, and we baked those to perfection. And during that morning, I had like three Bellinis, which for those of you at home that are playing along, it's like 80% peach juice and then 2% or 20% the champagne. What you got was, for a limited time only, the special holiday edition of Richard Nunn.
Completely. Can I just tell you this, too? That the drinking champagne while making numerous quiches is not the mark of what we in the Rick Emerson Show consider a real man.
Well, I mean, but they were Bellinis. They had peach juice. It was organic.
organic peach juice.
Drinking don't listen to him, Richard. It's all right. Real men make quiche.
Real men do not. What kind of quiche was it?
Ham, mushroom, and cheese.
Well, okay, it's got ham in it. It's got pork mitigates the fact that it's a quiche.
It actually had prosciutto, the kind of like Canadian bacon, except it's the denser variety.
That's prosciutto.
No, that's the real thin stuff. Well, pancetta, that's what it is, pancetta.
Yeah, I have nothing. I don't know. Do you make quiches like on a regular basis or like a holiday tradition only?
Oh, no, I like to make them. You know, I'll tell you why, because it doesn't take that long in the kitchen. You can make them the night before, and then when you're hungover the next day after a big party night, you've got food, fat, and everything ready to go for you.
Excellent. Excellent. So let me ask you, before we even move any further, before we get onto the next item on the agenda, so what is... It persists in being sunny outside, which is screwing with my sense of time. Because I go outside and it's bitterly cold in the morning, it's butt-clenchingly cold, and then come around like 2 o'clock, then the golden sunlight starts pouring in, and it gets confusing.
Yeah, we're getting all this morning stuff. We had the high pressure, so it's not mixing out as readily as it would if we had a little bit more of a vigorous system above us, so we're going to get stuck with these cloudy, long middays, and then by late afternoon going into early evening, it'll start to clear up.
All right.
And then be clear for the evening just to bring back fog and low clouds for the next morning. I think Wednesday is our best chance for rain, and it's not that impressive. It's like 30%.
Can I tell you how disappointed I am at the weathermen? Because I was scheduled to take my Christmas card picture yesterday, and I was told that it would be sunny. And I went downtown, and of course it was rainy and nasty, and I was very upset about this.
To take what picture?
My Christmas card picture that I send out, you know?
Oh, God. Come on, tell me, please, please, please tell me that you do not have a picture of you, John, and your dog.
We really do, and the dog is wearing a sweater.
The dog is wearing a sweater.
And John and I matched the dog.
Come on, man.
Did you put the antlers or the Santa hat on the dog?
No, I really felt like the sweater would just do it.
Do you send out a family newsletter?
No.
Okay, good.
What would I tell him?
John and I are homeless again. So that's the worst thing ever. It's just a bad scene.
Getting one of those in the mail, Richard.
Yes, well, not if I move. So you left before we got the corn on Thursday.
I know. You know, it was getting late, and I had to fry a couple of turkeys.
You're not deep frying.
Yeah, deep fried two turkeys.
What is it with everybody this year? This is a thing that never existed outside of Georgia until this year. This year, everybody deep frying the turkey. What is that about? That can't be good.
I swear to God, Rick, you'll never go back.
It's incredible. I've been doing it for a few years.
Oh, you don't bread it or something, do you?
No.
But you do put a dry rub on it, so you get a nice crispy crust on the outside. But the meat, Rick, you cook a full turkey, a 15-pound bird, you cook it in a half hour.
And then you cook it in strips or something, or in chunks?
No, you cook the whole bird, chicken. You immerse it into a big thing of oil, oil.
You put the entire turkey into an oil urn and cook and deep fry it for how long?
You want to go
30 minutes. Oh, it's 3 minutes a pound.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes a pound.
Do you pre-cook and then just singe?
Nope, as long as it's just completely thawed, you cook it raw.
And it doesn't make the outside impenetrable. I would think of the shell you couldn't eat through.
No, you keep the oil regulated at a good heat. It cooks up real nice.
You keep it between 325 and 350.
It's all very confusing. All right. So are you going to be in sometime this week, or are we going to be doing the phone thing again later on?
I hope to be able to come in on Thursday. I need to see what our schedule is. I know that we're booked a lot for the Christmas holidays.
All right, excellent. Well, be sure. Well, let us know, because you got to see Christina before she turns, especially if she's, because it looks now like she might be leaving on the 6th still. So you got to be able to see her before she bids adieu.
I will make it a date not to miss it.
All right, excellent. There you go. Richard Nunn from the WB. Thank you, man. Talk to you on Thursday. All right, WB's Richard Nunn. All right, in just a moment, we're going to have the holiday recap. We'll have the recap of our Thursday Thanksgiving show, for which Richard Nunn was really, really drunk, regardless of what he may tell you. I don't care what fairy story he spins for you. He was plowed. He was plowed the minute he walked in. And the best part about the Thanksgiving show is that, so Richard's here, and he's plastered the entire time. And then he never even said goodbye. It's just like I was doing a live commercial for Everybody's Garden Center. He just turns and wanders out. You know what I mean? Like some sort of a mental patient who's gotten out of his restraining devices. He just sort of turned and ambled out the door, never said goodbye, like bumped into the door frame on the way out, like lurching towards the street like Frankenstein's monster. And then, according to Matt, stopping only long enough to grab a beer from the control room on the way to his car. So we'll have the recap here in just a moment. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend and colleague, Kristen from accounting.
You know, I don't know what this says about me, but I really didn't notice that Richard was that drunk.
Oh, please.
I guess I was sitting next to him. He seemed okay to me.
Apart from the fact that every other word out of his mouth was weed. And that's a matter of public record, by the way. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. He was on these airwaves. And I was like, you know, he's like, well, do we have any vodka or whatever? He asked me some question. I said, well, no. And he goes, what about weed? And I'm like, we probably shouldn't talk about that. He's like, what, weed? Yeah, I mean, we probably want to stay away. Stay away from weed? Why? Everybody loves weed. Like, every third word out of the guy's mouth is weed. So, anyway.
It was quite fun, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he can make me a quiche anytime. I love the quiche.
How's your boy? Oh, so is that like a literal make you a quiche, or is that the he can make me a quiche anytime?
No, a literal. Like, I love quiche. And, you know, he seems to be a far better cook than I am.
Why don't you just have an omelet? You know what I mean? It's the same thing, and it's less fluffy, and therefore more masculine.
Yeah, but that's the beautiful thing about it, is the fluff.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we've officially entered some sort of a zone that I can't comment on. I have nothing.
Yeah. Right. Well, I actually, you know, because I just immediately picked up the phone as soon as Christina was talking about her photo.
Where she and John are wearing matching sweaters to their dog.
No, they're not matching.
Not matching.
Said.
Coordinating colors. They are not the
What's
same
the difference?
Sweater.
Oh, it just blends together?
No, it's not
together.
Like I have one sweater and John has the same sweater and our dog all has the
it's
same sweater.
It's just a color scheme.
Yeah, we're all wearing red.
Jesus Christ.
Because, you know, there was just nothing worse than a man and wife running around in the same clothes. Like, you know, you go to Disneyland and, like, you see these, like, overhead, like,
matching outfits.
Midwest people with the matching, like, Mickey Mouse t-shirts.
And they're always fat. And
they're always fat.
They're always fat bastards. I'm totally with you on that.
So, I was hoping that Christina wasn't, you know, that far gone.
Yeah. Not yet.
Her and John are not fat.
Well, not yet. Not after. But you come see me. I'm still looking after a year. For a year in bed. You're already talking about cutting your hair, you harpy.
No, I just mentioned it.
You just said.
Therese has adorable hair and she makes me want to cut my hair.
Well, Therese has a little pixie cut, but the thing is, I've never known Therese with long hair, so I have no frame of reference.
Christina, it's all about what Rick wants.
Of course.
I'm surprised. You know, if I were Laura, I would divorce you tonight after that escapade with Therese.
It's all about Rick, what Rick wants. See, sounds like somebody's primed for a radio job.
Yeah.
All right. All right. There you go. There's Kristen in accounting. All right. Did I tell you that Sarah has now told me she's actually not coloring her hair red? Because we were joking that Christina and Sarah got the same hair. They both got the same length hair, basically. Same shade of blonde, pretty much. And then Sarah told me she was going back to the red hair. And I said, oh, that's a great idea. It looks a lot better red. And so she heard me say this. And so she came in the next day. And she's like, I am no longer coloring my hair red. You do not get to determine my hair color, too. So her and Laura told me that in the space of like 24 hours. You do not get to be hair czar. That was Laura's actual phrase.
So what's wrong with me?
You don't get
Why
to be
do
the
I
hair czar. It's because you're secretly in love with me. Or not
oh,
so secretly.
Whatever.
Come on.
Whatever.
You can admit it now. You're a short timer.
Oh.
All right. How long is the... Okay, well, we'll do the Thanksgiving recap on the other side here. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Stay there.
Talk 1080 KOTK.
We got this email from Gay Bob. Rick, again with the quiches and the fruitcake drinks. Why don't you fix me up with Richard? It's the least you could do for a loyal listener. He's actually kind of cute, and I'm sure he'll like that big old bear daddy lovin'.
Richard is very cute, so.
Okay, here's Christina with it. Try it.
Thing is...
All right. 2800. Oh, guess, by the way, before I even get to the phone number, you know what's out on DVD right now, and I got it, is Scratch, documentary by Doug Frey, which is a history of the DJ in hip-hop, from Grand Wizard Theater all the way up to, like, the Invisible Scratch Pickles, that I DJ Q-Bert, Mixmaster Mike. You've got to see it. If you're into hip-hop or DJ or scratch culture at all, it's just the most amazing film. It is just the most amazing movie. One of the top five films. The last year, especially documentary. It's just unbelievably good. It's out on DVD, and it's got a tutorial by DJ Q-Bert on how to scratch. And it's got this whole thing, I now know how to rock a party. DJ Z-Trip gives you this whole step-by-step thing on how to rock a party. And even the tutorial is amazing, because you're watching it going, I can never do that. He's, like, showing real basic moves, and I'm like, dude, I could never. If people who think that it doesn't take any work to do rap or to do DJing or to do hip-hop, if you think it's easy, just watch the little tutorial and you're going to realize, like, you're going to be a whole world of hurt you ever tried to do that. It's just unbelievable stuff. So, Scratch from filmmaker Doug Price. I'm on DVD now. You got to get that. All right. It's 1-800-727-5955. We'll go to the house of Rick here in a moment. But it's for those who didn't hear it last Thursday, we were here live doing our annual Thanksgiving show, as is our wont. Let's throw it to Tim Riley for the Rick Emerson Thanksgiving Show recap.
Well, it was a heartwarming holiday tradition. Thanksgiving dinner served on the Rick Emerson Show, along with Christine and Matt. This year's guests included Richard Nunn of the WB32, who didn't stay for the entire meal. As a matter of fact, he was gone by that time. Then we had Kristen from accounting and Ron from the house of Rick. Clyde Lewis was wearing the chef's hat as he and his producer Brett got underway in the KOTK kitchen.
The tofurkey was not thawed sufficiently.
I kept it in the fridge overnight. The only thing I can think is the fridge was cranked up.
We had to put it in the microwave for a few, and it got real hot.
It was
so drunk. Almost like it was radioactive.
It's a microwave.
But, I mean, we put it on defrost, and it just really got hot. I mean, it was glowing.
Okay, it cooks stuff when you put it in there.
So then it was time to finally start the ovens.
It smells like a rest home in here. I mean, have you ever been in a rest home, and it just smells like mush?
Well, and the rest home always has this weird where it's like, it's like Bengay and...
Yeah, it's like Windex and poop.
And finally, Clyde got cooking.
Well, the ovens are... What we did is we had to immediately put the thing that looks like a Pillsbury dough thing, that's the corn. And then we put in the thing that looks like the top of a baby's head, the tofurkey, in the other. Oh, it's browning too. That is brown. It's golden brown gloss on top of it.
He just sounds so gay when he says, ooh, it's browning. Ooh, Yanni. You know, it just sounds so queer. Clyde is so proud at this point, though, because we had Ebenezer Ale, and then we had bottles of Jubilee Ale. And Clyde had been drinking Rolling Rock, I think, that morning, because it's a breakfast beer, to use Clyde's term. And I know he'd been somewhere the night before getting plastered, much like Richard Nunn, probably with Richard Nunn. They were probably injecting Jack Daniels into their veins in the parking lot. So they were just so drunk at this point. And, okay, so then?
So finally, dinner is served, and it's a horn of plenty.
Got the corn, which is fungus shaped like a ham. We've got the tofurkey, which looks like a round loaf of bread, which Clyde is hollowing out.
You, like, throw this away, it's gross.
We've got giblet gravy.
Anyway, so what's better, tofurkey or the corn?
Tofurkey.
Does it have the consistency of a plunger this year? Because last year was like eating a plumber's helper.
Okay, the corn has a much better texture than tofurkey. The tofurkey seems like more of a fungus than the actual corn. Let's taste that tofurkey.
It's rubbery. I go with the corn.
Corn is definitely the winner. The tofurkey tastes like rubber.
It was the best Thanksgiving ever.
The corn was uncanny, man. Yeah. Matt was a big pussy and wouldn't eat any.
But Matt doesn't eat fungus. I won't eat mushrooms.
Cheese.
Fungus in moderation is good.
No, really? No, there's nothing good about fungus.
Cheese is a fungus.
Cheese is not a fungus.
Cheese is Hello, can I get a confirmation of this? Is or is not cheese a fungus,
cheese
college girl?
Cheese is fungus.
Cheese is like, not fungus. Cheese is mold.
Cheese?
There's
Don't
a difference.
Don't make me bust out the encyclopedia. Don't make me get Encarta on your ass.
Get bust out Encarta, baby. It's not fungus. It's mold. There's a difference.
No, it's wrapped in mold.
So you'll eat mold, but you won't eat fungus.
Mold is a fungus. What are you talking about?
Well, then I limit myself to specific types of fungus that I'll eat.
The corn was uncanny. I'm telling you, you put corn and turkey side by side. Blind taste test, you couldn't tell the difference.
No, you really couldn't. It was actually really good.
It was
looked just like it, tasted just like it.
And it's 85% fungus. You could not tell the difference between corn and turkey. It was unreal, man. It was freaky. For additional recap, let's go to the house of Rick and talk to our good friend Rob.
Hey, the corn was exactly like turkey. It consistency, taste, smell.
It was insane. The tofurkey, of course, tastes just like tofu. It doesn't have anything, but the corn was unbelievable.
The tofurkey was quite nasty. But
can
I told you with the disturbing thing, Rick. I want to talk to you about TDAA, which is tap dance around the a-hole. And it seems to, you know, really accumulate during the holiday times when you go and, you know, spend some time with your family. And there's always that one family member that, no matter, everybody wants to go out to lunch. Nope, that place won't do. Everybody wants to go out to a movie. Nope, that place won't do. And everybody tap dances around this jack-off.
Well, there's always somebody with veto power.
And it's just terrible. Yeah. And it's the biggest, you know, dickhead in the family, and everybody does what he wants. You know, we have to, you know, nobody's getting up at 9. We have to wait till he gets up at 11 to open the presents.
No, it's true. It's like when you have that, no offense, Tim, it's like when you have that vegan friend, and you're trying to find somewhere to go to eat, and they torpedo every suggestion. Or you're trying to go, you know, you want to go see a movie, and, well, we're all going to go see the Two Towers. I don't want to see Lord of the Rings. And it's like, and then they ruin everything.
Exactly. It's kind of like hoping you're going to get a Louisville Slugger for Christmas so you can open up and cave in the side of his head. You know, put the rest of the family out of their misery. It's just terrible.
All right, there you go. There's Rob at the House of Brick.
I never really told you this, but we use my toaster oven for the tofurkey, and I found a piece of it yesterday.
I keep forgetting to take mine home. Still sitting here. All right, it's 1-800-727-5955 or 503-250-1080. From the movie Scratch, by the way. Did this come up by its own? Just luck? Serendipitous. A little cold cut for you. So 1-800-727-5955. Like us in 15. Don't go anywhere.
Live from Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
I mean, not even the argument for the kids has apparently had any sway on you, because it only takes 15 seconds to talk to John about staying for another week anyway.
But see, he's already over there, and
he was here last week for Thanksgiving.
Right.
You hussy.
Well, I wasn't.
You fairy. You company man. So
there's really no answer that I can give you that's going to please you.
Here's the answer. The answer is, if you have to get John's permission...
I'm married.
Goody Proctor. If you have to call up and get John's permission to stay, you call him up tonight and you say, the show needs me to stay till the 13th.
Well, and I never said that I wouldn't do that.
When it... Okay, I'm talking to myself here. Then
you
when are you going to do it?
When are you going to do it?
Then when are you going to do it?
You just told me that I have to do it tonight, which I agreed that I would.
Okay, so I'm just in front of God and everybody.
In front of God and everybody.
Just clarifying, by tomorrow's show, you will have called John and told him you need to stay for an additional week through the 13th.
Regardless if there's a fight or not, I will have an answer for you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, the answer, what possible reason could he have for not letting you stay? Look, you're moving to Bend to spend the rest of whatever in Bend and the rest of your life with him. He can't give me 7 days?
Give you 7 days? You know, I don't know that he wants to give his wife to you for 7 days.
Well, he's been, you know, Yeah, I've been giving his wife to be for like a year and a half anyway.
Anything you want, he's not in town. He can't hear.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you've been here for like a year anyway.
Right.
Putting up with all of my slings and arrows. And he can't give me an additional 7 days.
Well, and he's putting up with it slowly, slowly. It's chipping away
completely.
At him.
You want to talk about waves of disdain, man. On Thursday, John was in here, or Friday, along with John was in here with Christina's younger sister, Annalisa, who is much loved by all of us already. Man, John is in here, and he totally does that, like, totally does that stiff man handshake of the, yes, good to see you. You know, I'm like, hey, John, how's it going? Yeah, good to see you. You know, and like the totally the whole, I really would like to punch you, but I decorum prohibits
you. I thought he was
so
very polite.
He was
you.
He was polite, but it was the brittle British politeness that a lot
and
of
I don't know
the American guys have when they want to deck you, but they know that you can't. So
I can't imagine why he would even think about that.
What is his ass so upset about?
Yeah, I think he actually likes me, so.
Well, he likes you because, you know, you're not me. That's the story of my life. I right there in a nutshell. I mean, what has he got to be upset about? He's got a new job in band doing what he wants. Your ass is leaving the show, which is, of course, his whole motive anyway. His motive isn't even to get you to band. His motive is just to get you off the show. We all know that. John's
his motive is to be married to me and live in the same house as me.
He was doing that here.
No, he wasn't. Come on. He's living in his parents' house with his
wife, who was spending most of his time with you. Sister, please, don't even start with me on that. I got him several job offers here. He could have lived
in a goddamn house here. You are going to hang that over me for the rest of my life. Hang that over him for the rest of my life. Oh, I got all these jobs. You
well,
could
that's
have done
what
the
I'm
honey
saying.
Bucket
it's job. Obviously not about living in the same house, because he could have done that here with any of the job offers I got for him. It's about him getting you off the show, and you know that. And to say other than that is disingenuous.
If that were, even if that were the case, I don't necessarily think that that would be a bad motive from his point of view to get his wife off of
this
show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, think about, now, I just put yourself in his position for a moment. Okay, reverse the situation. Your girlfriend
is Hold on, let me go buy some whiskey. All right, I'm sorry. That was uncalled
for. Say as you like, but, you know, reverse, your wife or your girlfriend works on a show with a person like you.
A person like me.
How would you feel?
That didn't sound like it had a lot of disdain
like
in it.
What am I, a Visigoth? What are you talking about? What am I?
No, come on.
Jesus Christ. All right, but by tomorrow's show, I will
call him tonight.
By tomorrow's show, you will have an answer about staying through next round of the toy drive so people can say goodbye to you and so you'll benefit the children.
Yes, I will.
All right. Okay, we got to make way for Lycus. He's up in about 7 minutes. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show coming your way at 7 p.m. Oh, real quickly, the Christmas CD continues to be in the works. I'm so under the gun. We got like 10 days if we want to have this Christmas CD done for the toy drive next Friday. So I didn't get a chance to really give you the lowdown on it. We've made significant strides in getting things ready for the Rick Emerson Christmas CD. So I guess we'll have further details on that tomorrow. We got the next scene in radio's Jim Roof, J-Lo, Denzel, Harry Gantz, the lovely Therese. Therese. The Cure, Rule Doll, Elton John, Jolie from the front desk, Richard Nunn from the WB. The Rick Emerson Show is produced by Christina Carlson for Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley. The executive producer is Matthew Peterson. Thank you also to Kristen in accounting who joined us today. Tomorrow we got News at Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. Another top five. The word on Christina's fate. So he let you vote?
On Rick Emerson's
fate. As always,
now,
don't let the bastards grind you down. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Oh, oh, oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh.